Welcome to Brick by Brick, where we begin to build the new you. Here's a simple truth. You're not perfect, and that's okay because you are actually awesome or on your way to being awesome. And with this podcast, we will begin to tackle the rough topics of life. We will journey to a place in which you used to be in order to get to the place in which you choose to be. You see, you were born to be amazing, and together you and I will help and make sure that you get there. Don't let anybody stop you, and never let anybody treat you any less than what you're actually worth. In order for you to get to this level, in order for you to get to this point, the first thing you must do is start seeing you through different eyes. And remember, keep smiling. It looks good on your face.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's Brick by Brick, a motivational podcast with Antonio T. Smith Jr. We are finally back in the studio in front of each other. How are you today, sir?
Doing fine. I'm doing fine. It's good to be stable, seated. Doing pretty good. Well, seated works. I made it work. Or are you laughing? If you're going to laugh, at least laugh where they can hear you.
No, okay.
Go ahead. You had something?
This is normally where you ask me how I'm doing.
Oh, okay. Well, how are you doing there, Executive Assistant Tempest Smith?
I'm fine, thank you.
All right. I see you got your new shirt on. You wanted to tell us about your shirt? That would be nice.
So last Wednesday was Administrative Professionals Day.
Right.
And my super awesome, one-of-a-kind executive bought me a bunch of gifts. One of them is a t-shirt that I'm currently wearing that says Executive Assistant Will Work for Cupcakes. And I love cupcakes.
So
it's quite fitting. So thank you very
much.
It's
quite fitting. All right. So it's true that you will work for cupcakes.
Yes.
So what's your favorite cupcake?
Okay, they'll judge me. Sprinkles has a cupcake. I think it's Sprinkles. I hope it's Sprinkles. Sprinkles has a cupcake that's called a margarita cupcake.
Okay.
And right. It's exactly what it sounds like. It tastes like a margarita.
Okay. All right.
Dude. But it's really, really good.
I'm sure glad this is a corporate podcast. So there you have it, guys.
Well, you asked what my favorite was.
Well, I did, and I didn't know the answer. So since we are recording, not live, because by the time they hear it, it'd be pre-recorded, and it won't be the week after Administrative Professionals Week. However, we are live in a sense because everyone now knows the thousands, hundreds of thousands, excuse me, people that subscribe to this podcast now knows that Quiet Tempest Smith loves margarita cupcakes.
But I don't drink. That's the irony of it.
That is the irony of it. You don't drink. You don't drink. Now, this I know for sure.
I don't. Have you ever seen me drink before?
No, not at all. That's good. You save a lot really of money that way. You save a lot of money that way. Well, yeah, I mean, you save a lot of money that way. All right, so tell us about Administrative Professionals Week. Tell us about that. I'm sure you have a subject, but there's somebody out there. There's a lot of administrative professionals that listen to this podcast, and there are a lot of executives that listen to this podcast. So tell us, how does Administrative Professional Week make you feel? Like, you tell it. I don't want to lead you. You just tell us.
What does it make me feel like?
However you want to answer.
It makes me feel appreciated, but that's not really fair because I always feel appreciated. So.
Well, yeah, but then.
It makes me feel a little extra appreciated.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, it's you know, your birthday, right? Is you're always alive, right? But on this day, you celebrate when you were born, so it's okay to set aside a day to rejoice in yourself and accomplishments is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, okay.
So you got some gifts?
I did. I had some books.
Got some books. Right. That's right. You got some books.
Got lunch.
And a t-shirt. Oh, my God. I'm so horrible. I'm such a boring, cheap executive.
No, you're not.
I went and bought you books and lunch.
I asked you for the books.
I know. I'm just...
I surprisingly asked you for those books a few months ago, and you remembered and ordered them behind my back, which you never order, so...
I don't.
I order for you.
That's right.
So high five for that.
All right. Well, high five it. All right. See, if you guys didn't hear it, that was an actual high five that just happened. All right. So I guess we can get now into the podcast. So she is wearing her nice shirt, executive assistant.
There's only one in this organization.
All right. There it is. As you can see, that she has staked her claim in this organization. So that's all right. That's good. Happy Administrative Professionals Week to everyone out there. Wonderful that you guys work so hard. And don't forget, October is Bosses Week, right?
Yay.
So
No.
Surely you want to shout and rejoice.
I have a great boss. Outstanding. I can't wait till October.
So how is it that an executive assistant is a co-host of a top-rated podcast on iTunes and Podomatic and a whole lot of other places?
I have no idea.
One day I'll answer that question. We probably already have. Maybe it'd be in today's topic. Now, this time for sure, we've got some topics that we love to record today. Is that about right?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to try to record more than one.
Yeah, we'll sit down for one episode.
Great. And is it six?
Yes.
Oh, did I just throw a number out there too high?
No, it is six.
Okay, yeah, all right. So, now I don't know either one of these six, so hit me with it. Come on, let's go.
Okay, so today's topic is discovering your purpose.
Okay, that's going to be pretty good. And it's going to be pretty straight to the point, too. So this won't be a long podcast at all. Because if you're going to discover your purpose, the whole point of discovering your purpose is get straight to the point and discover your purpose. It kind of go hand in hand. Mm-hmm. Right? You don't want to spend 40 years trying to get to your purpose.
But so. Some people do.
Well, amen. They do. Well, why would that be? Why would it be that some people do take 40 years to find their purpose?
You're asking me?
Sure, I'm asking you. What do you think?
I don't know. I think people spend a lot of time doubting themselves.
That's true.
So they don't, like, I think everyone knows what their purpose is. Like, deep down, like, you know why you're here on Earth. But either you're too afraid of it, like, you're too afraid to step out and do what your purpose is, or someone in your ear is telling you what you can't do, and you feed into that, and you just...
I'll just
settle for a regular old job. I mean, nothing's wrong with that because life happens and you have to do what you have to do.
Well, there's nothing wrong with a regular job.
No, that's what I'm saying. There's
plenty of life-changing people on regular jobs. Yeah, sure.
And you can be in your purpose on a quote-unquote regular job. So, I don't know. I think people just... I'll go back to my original point. I think people doubt who they are and their abilities.
Yeah, sure. And I like to add to that because someone's regular job... it's actually someone's dream job.
Okay, sorry. Right? I didn't mean to offend anybody.
No, you're not offending anyone. No. That's the deal. Because everyone out there is thinking there's a regular job. And while someone else is thinking, oh my God, I love this job. Right? So,
that's true.
Right. So, you bring up some great points. I see how you're hosting this podcast now?
Right? No.
So, you bring up some great points. The people in their ear, right? That's definitely there.
I struggled with that.
Oh, you did. So we're going to talk about that. What about, you said that everyone deep down knows their purpose. What if you don't? What if you're one of the many people out here, like, if I had to put an 85% of the people in the world, this is probably a wrong number, but this is just my observation, mm-hmm. 85% of the people, whole world, don't know what their purpose is and think they have no talents. Right? Like, how many, right before, mm-hmm. you were, I don't know if you probably knew your purpose, but you're like, well, I don't have any talents.
Yeah,
right?
I felt that.
Okay, you felt that. So what about those people? Right? Because it's easy for a guru to always say, well, everyone knows their purpose. But what if you don't? Right? Right? So how did you feel? No, let's not ask that. In fact, let me just answer that.
Okay, great.
So here's how it works. There's no purpose in the sky or... in a folder or in a...
Oh.
Like, you have no purpose. Like, whatever your purpose is, yours. You get to choose it. Like, that's completely against the grain, but
You
get to choose your purpose. Absolutely correct. You should see the shock on your face, right? You get to choose your purpose. So this...
Really?
You get to choose your purpose. Let me... I want to explain this here both religiously and corporately, right? She's got the, you can't see it, guys, but her forehead is scrunched up. She's like, come on, now, you're totally, you're just, I don't think this is going to be a good podcast there, Tony. You're just not working this one out. You normally have some good stuff to say, but this isn't, this, let's just end this one right now.
No, let me hear you out.
Okay, you're going to hear me out. But if you don't give me a good answer, then we're going to delete this podcast.
No one needs to hear
what you're going to say.
You're going to delete it.
All right. Here's the deal. I have to answer this both religiously and corporately. And I know this is a corporate podcast, but it's going to make a point because at the very heart of a lot of you, you have some sort of moral compass that actually at heart of all of us. Well, I have a moral compass that's driving you. And you heard all your life of find who you are and do that well, or, you know, if you just find your purpose, then you can succeed. No, all that's trash. You're allowing what everyone else said. Right? You said in your ear, right? You said that. You opened up with that. Mm-hmm. Here's the deal. You've always been awesome, always will be awesome, will continue to be awesome. And you don't need someone to tell you to go find a purpose for you to be awesome right where you are now. Right? So here's how it actually works. This is why I have to go to religiously. I'm going to make this make sense from the religious perspective, and then I'm going to tie it in to everyone else. So if you are the Christian faith or any faith, right, and you believe in a higher creator, people are telling you, well, if you just go and find out what God has for you, right, like he's designed this one thing that you're supposed to do, and if you just do that one thing, then your life will be successful. First off, that's just unfair. With an infinite possibilities of things that you can choose wrong in, right? If God has proven to you or purposed you with one purpose, that means anything you do besides that one purpose is wrong. So basically, he put you here to be wrong unless you get lucky and find the one thing he designed you for. Now, does that sound like your God? Right? Does that sound a bit arbitrary or unfair, right? You know, it's just, okay, that's one way. And then we use prayer as procrastination a bit too much. And since I am a pastor, I'm a preacher, right? I was a businessman first before I ever got here. However, we use prayer as procrastination, right? And let me give you a great example. I want to go to this school. Oh, I want to go to the Army. And now you're like, oh my God, I don't know what to do. I don't know if I should go to college, or I don't know if I should go to the military, right? I want to start this business. No, I want to go back to school. Oh my God, I don't know what to do. Should I go to this business or should I go back to school? And you're now frozen in procrastination because you're praying about what to do. If you're truly religious, if you truly believe in God, then you should believe that he wants whatever you want, right? Basically, so if you choose the wrong position, wouldn't grace and mercy still follow you? Right? Right? So to say that you have one purpose and if you don't choose what God wants you to choose, it's to also say simultaneously on the other end of the spectrum that if you choose wrong, God won't follow you there. Does that make sense? Right? I see now you got the, oh, this is going to be a real good podcast face going on now, right? So when you say God has a purpose for me and if I didn't choose it, oh, I ruined my life. Well, you're also saying that God's not following you. Wherever you go, he's going to follow you regardless. Now, take that for what it is. Don't read too deep into it theologically. But here's the deal. Whatever you want to do, you can do that. There's an amazing way to find. So anybody can learn a skill. Skill is a discipline. Now, you have been gifted with a few talents. And here's how you recognize what your talents are. When you put skill on top of a talent, it grows exponentially versus when you just know how to do something. You learn. Like I could go play golf, but I'm never going to be as good as Tiger Woods because that's not my talent, right? And that's why Tiger said as a coach. Basically, you need to understand that whatever you want to do in life, you can do that. Sometimes you have a skill and you excel greatly. Sometimes you get good enough and you find your talent and you do that too. Don't confuse your talent with your purpose. Your talent is what you love to do, what you would do completely for free. Somebody just happens to be paying you. The truth is, tip is, you would be an assistant for free because this is your natural thing to do. I'm just crazy enough to pay you for what you would do for free. Thank God. Actually, she said, thank God, right? Right? So here's the deal. Here's what you need to understand. You need to find it. You need to focus. On the inside of you, when you start burning on fire, like in this great joy, you can't sleep. Time just passes by real rapidly because you were doing this thing. You're like, oh my God, I had so much fun doing that. That's what you're supposed to be doing. If it makes you feel good, you do that. Period. If it warms your blood, you do that. If you can't think of a day to where I just can't be, if I'm not doing this, I'm not myself, I'd rather be dead. Do that thing. Because that thing is what you're supposed to be doing. Now make that thing a job. And then you'll never work a day in your life. So how do you find your purpose? Right? You haven't even asked a question yet, right? So this
is just
you're
answering all the questions.
How do you find your purpose? Your blood boils at something, right? For some of you, if I say public speaking, you just like crawled inside yourself and died, right? For others of you, it's like, yes, I could totally be doing this podcast too. And the whole time I've been talking, you've been thinking, oh man, I'm going to do this. Like I've got some ideas for my own podcast just like that. Well, guess what? Do that. That's what you're supposed to be doing. You're supposed to be inspiring people, talking and being a charismatic leader on stage. Some of you are like, oh my God, I can't be a charismatic leader, but I can write. Well, guess what? You're supposed to be writing speeches. Right, that's your thing, or writing stories, writing books, writing, whatever that is, do that thing. Maybe it's, oh, well, I'm just supposed to help people. Well, go be a nurse. Well, I don't like the medical field. Okay, well, go be an assistant. Well, I don't like paperwork. Okay, well, go find however it is that you can help people, right?
Yeah.
So maybe it's not, I don't like paperwork. Don't want to be an assistant. I don't like paperwork. That's why I'm not an assistant, right? Now, I have all the necessary tools to be a good assistant, but since I don't have the passion for it, I'm a terrible assistant. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I got the strategic thinking, the clerical skills that I can't stand to use, right? All these things I have the talent, I have the necessary skill set for, mm-hmm. but I would be a terrible assistant because, right? So basically, you need to be able to find what you love to do and make that your job. And the reason my number is 85% of the people are not in their purpose, right? It's because 85% of the people spend 85% of their days doing what they can't stand. And then they're depressed for 85% of their lives. And they die in Great Depression because they spend 85% of their days, which is 85% of their weeks, which is 85% of their months, years, lives doing what they cannot stand. And they live a life that is completely unworthy of them, not by my standards, but by their own. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
If you would love to find your purpose, find what you love and make that thing a job. How do you find what you love? When your blood boils on fire for that thing, go do that thing. And as long as you're in that thing, you'll attract every single thing that you need to pull that off. That answers a question you didn't even ask me. So do you have any other questions?
No.
No? Yes. I answered every last question?
Yeah.
All right. I told you it's going to be a short podcast, right? Very last question. Let me see if I can think of something else. Okay. So, because that actually is a great answer. It really is. But it's a true answer. Actually, yeah, I do have something else. And I'll leave you guys with this. Here's how you guys can find your purpose. And I do this with the leaders here. In my organization, I want you to go get a piece of paper. Have I said this in another podcast before? Right? I know I said it in a leadership class.
I don't know.
Well, if I have, you're going to hear it again.
We
do grab a lot of pieces of paper. Right? Here's how you know that you're doing what you hate, right? I just told you how to do what you like. How do you know how to do what you like? If your blood's on fire, go do that. But you're going, well, but how do I know if I'm doing that? Well, let me answer the question. Get a piece of paper, split it in half. From top to bottom, vertically, write a line from top to bottom. On the left side of the paper, write loathed, right? Like literally loathe, L-O-A-T-H-E-D. Don't put hate. Loathe is a stronger word. I need you to feel the strongness and the power and the force of that word. On the right side of the paper, write love. And here's what you do. For the next 7 days, starting right now, write down every single thing you're doing. If you're listening to this podcast and you like it, put it on the love side, right? And not the like this podcast, but you like listening to podcasts. You like stimulating your brain for outside sources, right? This is you'd rather listen to podcasts, read books, and watch TV. You need to have it on the the love side. If you can't stand this podcast, and somebody just forced you to do it, then you put it on the low side. You're not an audible learner. See, you see what I mean? You don't like. You need you're a visual person, and you need someone in front of you, and you, whatever that is, right? And then you just write down. If you drop the kids off at school this morning, you love that. If you didn't like dropping your kids off at school, put I didn't. I loathe it. Not that you hate your kids. You just want is more structure in your day, right? Or you want to be busy doing something else. Write it. In the next 7 days, write down every single thing that you're doing. If your loathed list, and it probably is an 85% chance that your loathed list will be much longer than your loved it list, you're going to see that you spend most of your week doing things that you cannot stand. How can you find your purpose if you cannot stand your life? Those are my final thoughts.
Well, there you have it, guys. Thank you for tuning in to this week's Brick by Brick. If you would like for Antonio T. Smith Jr. to speak at your upcoming event, visit revtony.org/booking. That's revtony.org/booking. Or you can email us at info@revtony.org. We'll be in contact with you soon. Pick up the book, Keep Walking, the best-selling book, Keep Walking, by Antonio Smith, available on Amazon, at Barnes & Noble, on iBooks, and everywhere books are sold. Thank you for tuning in, and see you guys next time.
All right, guys, remember, keep smiling. It looks good on your face.
Like and rate us, please.
Oh, yeah, like and rate us, and share the podcast. Tell everyone. All right.
Wherever you are in life, whether you're a millionaire or you're just starting out, whether you believe in yourself or not, whether you have self-assurance or low self-esteem, whether you cry yourself to sleep at night or you're on top of the world, we want to help you become a better you because we believe that God has something greater in store just for you. Whether you're a church member or not, corporate world or not, we want to see you succeed in life. Tune in to us next week as we continue helping you be a better you.